When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Well, hello, my witchy poo. I met another Cavapoo.
Oh, Cavapoo, you! Yay!
Cavapoo, yay! No, my God, those dogs are exquisite. Little so Lulu sweet. Is like the leader of my Cavapoo pack.
She's so sweet. Cavapoos are so sweet.
She is yay. So sweet.
What's the new Cavapoo's name?
Her name is Willow.
Willow.
Yeah.
She doesn't like that name, I have to say.
Yeah. Well, I'll let her guardian know.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah. But, you know, she's a new one to the world, and they're all figuring each other, sniffing each other's butts. Yeah. So they'll figure everything out.
Yeah.
Now you ask, how are you, my elf?
And how are you, my elf? Sorry, we got Cavapoo distracted.
Oh, well, no, I want to tell you because I did the countdown to start, you know, to our recording, okay. And I had the ear ringing. I'm like, ooh, somebody's trying to get through.
Uh-huh.
Like some, it was like, I mean, literally it was 3-2. It was like zzz, going on my head. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a good episode.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it.
Well, today, I love this. I love that you suggested this. I think it is such a great episode for us to do.
We know that I don't suggest very many topics.
But you do.
But this one they gave me, and they're like, it's time. We need to talk about this. And I actually think why is because the nodes, the moon nodes, are really being activated, particularly in this quarter, but particularly highly this year, but particularly this quarter with the eclipses that we were going through. So I think that's why. And we'll talk more about that. But
that's really interesting, though, yeah. Because we have an eclipse I'm able to see here on Sunday.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And yes, we are recording this, on whatever date it is. But yes, yeah, there's a full lunar eclipse coming up. And the thing about that is that, so when the North Node gets activated, that is an invitation, a grander invitation. So first of all, our whole birth chart is an invitation to activate our commitment to our life plan. But the North Node says, let go of what's familiar and go to your growth spot. So where your North Node is in your chart is where you want to focus on activating, developing, learning, stretching yourself, getting out of your comfort zone, all those things we hate because it makes us very vulnerable and insecure and it's scary.
And uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's roll this back a second. So this, this episode we're calling pre-life planning.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people do planning, by the way, for their end of life. you know, people plan for wills or how to be treated in the hospital and resuscitate, blah, 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 blah.
Estates.
Going to get estates.
Retirement. Old. Yeah.
Oh. Right. Do I want to be buried, burned, whatever? In fact, I just had that conversation before we got on the phone about that, which is very strange. And it was with Pebby, of course. I mean, we talk about everything. So, and I have to weave her into every episode. So, you know, Pebby and I were talking about it. But so we do a really, you know, most of us do a pretty good job on that, you know, planning for the end of life.
And people do terrible jobs in this country because we don't really talk about death that much.
No, we're really bad about it for sure.
Yeah.
But even though people need to know it exists. So let's just like take that. And then we go to the pre-life planning. Talk about not understanding it, and you talk about different cultures, we'll dive into that too. But this is the pre-life planning. We've talked over the years on this show and on our, you know, special prep calls about, which are really fun. We should record those. Of the different lessons, like, you know, how this works. Like there is, you know, all the things that as spirits we miss as humans and our lessons. And that's why, you know, it's Earth School is hard without the other side. And so I'm just going to flat out ask you, why is Earth School so hard?
Earth School is so hard because between the pre-life planning and the Earth School arrival, the angels blow into our face and blast us with love and blow out any recollection that we agreed to this. That's why it's so hard.
Okay, so then I have a question about that.
Yeah.
And I love how you say that because you do it so beautifully and eloquently, of course. And I'm sure I'll cuss in my question. So when we talk about the angels blowing in our faces and da 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 da, the love and the, you know, memory wipe, do they miss a spot with some people that actually come in with a lot of knowledge?
Mm-hmm. Well, and my experience, and you know, I'm curious if it's yours as well, but my experience is people tend to remember past lives more than they remember pre-life planning. Those are two different things.
Very good distinction. Thank you. Yeah. Yes, that makes sense. Because, you know, one of my friends, Kathy Bird, wrote the book, The Boy Who Knew Too Much.
Yes.
Right. And her son, right? And so obviously her son.
Finish that sentence for people. Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah, her son, at a very young age, before he can even talk, he was pointing, the Mets guy, what the hell, Lou Gehrig.
Yeah.
And he was like pointing and doing all this stuff. And like he was Lou Gehrig.
He was reincarnated.
Right. And so I asked for that reason. And then of course, by the way, I mean, geez, what they have gone through in their life as a result of this whole thing. And he was an exceptional baseball player too. And I actually hit like Lou Gehrig. Like that's really crazy stuff. And she went in and ended up meeting some of Lou Gehrig's descendants and recognizing things at their old house.
And this is mine. Like that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, I recognize that. It's not like, oh, that was mine when back in the day. She's like, no, that's mine. Give it to me. It's mine.
Correct. And then even the other baseball player that he had a rivalry with.
Oh, I can't remember.
I can't remember who it is, but somebody, this is girl talk. So we don't have details are not important with sports to us. But you know, he pointed at whoever it was and said, mommy, he was mean to me. And the kid had no idea the history of those two, like no idea. So anyway, that's why I was asked, like, oh, well, maybe they miss. But your point is, those are two different things. So
okay,
let's go back to the pre-life planning and tell us more.
So wise witch. In pre-life, they interact with each other, but they're two different things. So in pre-life planning, you meet with your spirit guides and you know, in the strategic meeting of what you're going to accept as far as challenges and what you're going to accept as far as gifts to have a successful life, successful not in the terms of Earth School that we think of as success, as, you know, bringing your gifts, being rewarded, being acknowledged, being happy, being healthy, contributing, blah, blah, blah. That's all Earth School standards. That doesn't have anything to do with that strategic conversation pre-life, which is all about It's because it's conducted at a soul level, not at a personality level. And it's like, where are you going to expand? Let's take a look at your trajectory. Or if you want to put it in Earth School terms, like, what other roles have you played and contributed to humanity that we are now going to expand upon? And so many times when we are in our soul state, we are brave and feeling the support and the, you know, non-duality experience of the spirit world. So we sign up for big challenges, knowing that we are not disconnected ever from the other side, from our expanded soul state. But when we come to Earth School, we forget it instantly.
Is that like a case of your eyes are bigger than your stomach? Like when you go to a buffet and you pile that plate up, like, this is delicious, I'm gonna eat it all. And then you get back, you're like 8-10 bites, like, I'm full.
I'm done. I'm over it. I didn't really like any of that.
Right.
It can feel a little bit like that. But remember, in those pre-life planning sessions, you're always looking to, of course, karmically balance your previous lives as well. So if you were someone who was not compassionate, you're like, I really want to understand compassion. And what's amazing in those pre-life sessions is it's really, in the best way, self-focused. We've talked before in this space that how there are no victims and there, yes, there's wrongdoing, but there are no victims. We've signed up for this somehow before, even though it seems completely unfair, unjust, unfathomable. Like how
and sometimes can, stupid. Like, wait, I signed up for what?
Yeah.
Like, you have to be shitting me. I did what? Like, next time somebody tap me on the shoulder and say, don't do that. That's dumb.
But you agreed to it, right?
And allegedly.
So it's really about these, you know, because we think of it as retribution or punishment sometimes. And when we get to Earth School, like, why did this happen to me? What did I do wrong? And it's never about that. It's literally you signed up for this challenge and you literally are expanding the love that's available in the universe by healing this, by overcoming these challenges with grace, with, you know, dignity of your own self-love. Like, a lot of times that's one of the challenges. Like, you have to forgive yourself. You have to accept what you did but with love and compassion, not judgment. So I love that so many times in those strategic sessions, like, it's really a deep dive for self of accountability and responsibility for where you're committed to growth. And then you have to, you know, cast your life on Earth School. So then you bring in these souls that you've interacted with before, remembering that we reincarnate in family sessions and in family groups, right? Or tribal groups, however you want to think about that. And so you're like, oh, and you'll say, hey, I need this experience. Will you be mean to me in this session? And they'll be like, no, I can't do that. You know, please, I really need this and I trust you to do it. Okay, I'll do it. But we can only do it for a short time because that's going to hurt a lot. And the truth is, you know, when we're in Earth School, we don't remember that part. But when we get to the other side, we're like, oh my God, you did such a good job. You're a total jerk. You
know? Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Okay, you know. On that note,
yes,
I'm going to take us to a break.
Oh my gosh.
I know, which is weird, right?
I know. And I get so excited.
I know. I want to come back though, because I think what would be really great is to share, like, what are some examples of pre-life planning? Like, let's like get into the weeds of it so people can understand what are some of the things. It might not be yours in particular, you listeners, but to understand what some of them are. And then we'll talk about how can we can start to identify those and know that, hey, this is something I need to be paying attention to and trying to solve for, right? Is that fair? So we'll take a break and we'll be right back, everybody.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
And we are back, everybody. Pre-life planning. And let's talk about what some of these, like when we're, you know, when we're in spirit form, what are some of the specific lessons, things that we want to learn? And I'm saying it generally, right? This is just so people can be curious and think about their own life through this kind of filter. What are some of the things that we plan for?
Well, so some of the things we plan for are, if I was in a position where I abdicated my power in a previous life, my personal power, I got pushed around a lot. I didn't do anything. I would want to sign up for a lifetime where I was challenged and I stood up for my personal integrity and empowerment. So that would be something I would sign up for.
Oh, that's a good one. So let me ask a few questions then, because, you know, I always come up with sometimes good questions, sometimes ridiculous. So
are you going to ask me an origin story for that? Because I didn't.
Maybe. Maybe. What would Iron Man do? So I should have bracelets. What would Iron Man do? Okay. So for instance, if you in another life, and does it even have to be, if I'm not mistaken, the last life, it can be.
Oh, no, it's accumulation.
Accumulation, right.
Yeah.
So like if you were, I'm going to say a jerk, right? Mm-hmm. Like the example you gave was something more inside yourself type of, mm-hmm. right? And so the way that you treated others, right? Because we've talked so much about when it's time for us to jump, one of the first things that happens is we go through a life review. Mm-hmm. And you're in the position of the other person to feel what they felt based on your actions, words, thoughts, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how we interact as a group. What are some of the things that we would come back with those types of lessons?
So, and the thing about that, so in the life review, you're like, oh, you're learning, you're integrating, and you're understanding more of Earth School with a completely broader lens, right? And in a way that we don't operate normally on Earth School, not ever, but oftentimes we don't operate with that big perspective. Oh, how is this going to impact someone in every single exchange? Right, in every single exchange, because that's what happens in the life review. And then you would go, okay, what did I learn about that? And when I look at my other lifetimes and all my lessons from my other lifetimes, what's still missing? How did I not bring the essence of my soul and my gifts and all that I've learned over lifetimes? How did I bring that to the planet? Because those are the gaps we want to address in our life planning for our next incarnation. Right. So we're not, and again, that's in astrology speak, that's where we're turning from the south node, things we've done before, to the north node that says, these are now the opportunities I want to bring forward.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. And so, and remember, for a soul, you know, ultimately in all of these many incarnations and, you know, bites at the apple of bringing our gifts forward, we want to absolutely build on the gifts we have, but continue to grow. And so we accept challenges, and the challenges can take many forms, from, you know, coming in with a differently abled body, a different neuro atypical, to addictions, to raising a child that's different, right? Somehow, whether it's a physical or neuro different functioning in, you know, in these aspects. So
here's the thing. When you say it all makes sense.
I know it makes
sense. Right. It makes so much, like, oh my gosh, of course I'm not being punished. I'm just being taught to learn a new lesson and try to do it with as much grace. Right. So I have another question, because this one has absolutely fascinated me because I know somebody that this happened to. And this is about meeting up again with our people.
Okay.
Right.
Because remember, you cast your life from all your...
Like a movie.
It's like a movie.
We're casting directors.
Yes, we are casting directors in that pre-life planning, and you're negotiating contracts. Will you do this for me? Nope, that's too hard. I don't love you that much.
Right.
Or I love you so much.
Right.
Of course I will come up and just be that child that you have to push around in a wheelchair and continue to find that compassion and that strength every day. Like whatever it is that they're signing up for.
Right. So this friend of mine, when he was 19, he went to New Orleans and with a bunch of buddies, went into one of the, voodoo shops, right?
As one does. Yeah.
As one does. I mean, you can't avoid them and it's super fun. And he got a card reading and in there it was said, you're going to be married quick, soon. And he's like, how could that be? There's nobody in my life. Da, 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 da. So then, I don't know, let's say months later, not long after that, this young woman went in who was 15 years old. Her name was Michelle. And funny enough, went to the same card reader, didn't know each other. Card reader said, oh, your husband was just here.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They got married. He was 19. She was 15.
Oh, for God's sake.
This was not in the 40s. I mean, this was like our generation, sister.
Wow.
But it's like that to me feels like no matter what, they were bound, tied. There was no getting out of that, right? Yeah. Like it's just the third party telling you, oh, by the way, I just met your husband a few months ago. Yeah. They had not met.
Yeah. That's so great. That's so great.
Right. Isn't that pre-life planning?
And definitely pre-life planning. And in that situation, when you said it, the first thing I thought that, the first thing that I saw was that they were probably separated very early in previous lifetimes. So they're like, we have to start early in this lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You owe me a couple decades here. Let's do this.
Oh, wow. That again, when you say something, it makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes so much sense. I can't. Can I tell him? He could listen, but he'll know who he is. but I'll tell him that because that's actually really interesting that they were separated young, and so they're like, okay, we're not going to mess around. There's no
at least three lifetimes that happened for them. At least three. They agreed to do that, and then they're like, no. Now we want to be together. We earned the right to be together because we.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, we both got to be strong on our own in different ways. Under different challenges and circumstances, but now we get to just have this recovery lifetime.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay, I'll pass that along. So there must be other, like, I have now I have to go to the ridiculous. Do we, because I can't help myself, do we pre-life plan with our animals?
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, I would imagine so.
I would think so.
It works in there. I just asked and they said yes.
Okay. Oh, I love when you do that. I saw your eyes like kind of roll off to the side and I pretty much know when that happens. It's like, okay, there she goes. She's doing a little poltergeist thing. Eyes are rolling around and then she's going to come back with an answer.
Poltergeist, the comedy of the season.
The comedy. Poltergeist, the comedy.
So real.
Oh, God. That is actually one of my favorite things. We have so many favorite things between us. Pop-Tarts, all-time favorite. Poltergeist the comedy is like a really close number two to that.
You sent me a funny script.
That was hilarious. Okay, so enough insiders jokes there.
Sorry.
I'm kidding. I can do that all day. So what other, like, how about, this is a little bit of it's written kind of questions, because I feel like there are aspects in the pre-life planning that are written, and no matter how much you try to avoid it, you end up there anyway. I know that all of it, because free will exists. I did some nerdy elf shit and started reading, and you know how I am. I just want to act like I know a little bit about what you're talking about. And what I kind of got from it was that there's these big milestones or pillars, or if you want to call them that we are meant to achieve, And if you keep avoiding it, or if you're not interacting, that it will find you, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not everything, obviously, because the whole idea is to be put in situations and then you decide how you handle it. Do you want to be an asshole? Do you want to be graceful? And both are okay, because you learn.
Right. Exactly. There's no judgment from the soul level. And remember, the soul level is the one that contracts, that creates these contracts, these soul contracts. But the personality is the one that has to execute the contract. But as you said, the personality still has free will. And so there's, because the personality is not a bot. Like, it isn't just...
You just said bot. I'm so impressed. I'm so proud of you. I'm not even going to ask you if you know what one is, because I'm going to leave it where it is. But yeah. I'm just so proud right now. Keep going. It's not a bot.
We have our own free will. And there are many things that we're not going to avoid, because it is contracted.
Right. So it's kind of like, what are the things
how,
I read?
How yeah. we do it is up to the personality. How we let it in, how it gets experienced, how it gets expressed. That's the personality. What is not up to the personality? That's up to the soul.
Right. That's what. So yes, I the internet agrees with you. You roll your eyes talking to the other side. I get on my phone and I Google.
Same thing.
Same diff, right? We all pray to who we pray to. So I don't ask where this shit comes from. You know that, right? It must be my joy guide. By the way, when you were talking in the very beginning of it, I don't know if you noticed, but I'd actually closed my eyes because Jacob came behind me and wrapped his wings around me. Uh-oh. When you were talking about the pre-life, you're with your guides. And I think he was like getting a little acknowledgement of that at the time, but it was very sweet. It made me almost a little teary. So I was glad you were talking. but one of the analogies that I read is that, which is very strange from like a psychic spiritual standpoint, but they were using like a military plan as an example. They're like, you plan in advance. And they said, but and even there was like some great general or something had made a comment about, but the plan ends when you are in combat.
Yeah. Well, no plan survives the first moment of contact with the enemy.
Right? Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Look at you getting it all right. Again, look at me getting you there. I'm like that in basketball. I would be the one assisting. I'd be like throwing you the ball so you can make the, score the point. And I thought that was a really great analogy. It's because even the best laid plans, like my favorite thing when I was, either being interviewed or interviewing for jobs, and, I had somebody ask me, this is a long time ago, like, well, where do you want to be in 5 years? And I earnestly said, alive.
Yeah. Here.
I mean, I have no idea. Like, because I'm telling you, life, my life, and I'm sure everybody could say this about their lives, absolutely nothing has gone to any plan that I thought I might have set. So I stopped setting them. It's like, why bother? Because it's just a waste of energy and time. I'd rather go swim. I mean, it's like nothing. Went according to plan.
Oh my God. So funny, because I just had a conversation today with someone who we were talking about careers, specifically working as a coach in a career. And I said, it's so funny because back in the day when I worked at the Procter & Gamble company, and I was a new manager there and I was in this high level leadership meeting. I really had no business being there. I don't know why they invited me. It was executives. I was not at that level. I think they felt sorry for me because I didn't know anybody. So they let me in. But they did this envisioning thing about, your career and what you want to contribute and blah, 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 blah. And of course, I was not deeply rooted in the P&G way. So I went my woo way and I was like, and I wrote this whole thing about, I want to get up every day and I want to help people. And sometimes I go to them and sometimes they come to me and we'll work through the head and the heart and the body. And, like I wove it all together. I'm like, that's what I do today.
Well, your plan worked. Mine didn't. I've never really had a plan.
It was very broad and, very high level. It was not specific in this way. Right. It had nothing to do with P&G. But
Of course it didn't. So why don't we take another, wait, quick break, because mm-hmm. that is my job in this episode.
Okay, yes.
And then we will be right back, everybody.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of our favorite Netflix series, Bridgerton. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins, and this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? And meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. And I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
And we are back to pre-life planning yes. with Witchy Poo and Elfie too.
It comes in many forms. So I wanted to just share a story about, you know, back in the day. I had just landed in Cincinnati with P&G, and somehow there was this sweet woman. I don't remember her name, but she had fibromyalgia. And, you know, so this was over 20 years ago. And, so she, her body was a challenge for her, but she was very spiritual and, you know, hopeful and positive. And she came to me and said, "I understand you do these readings. Could I do that with you? Because I'm, and she started weeping. "I don't understand why God's mad at me." Aww. And I was like, "Oh, sweetie, absolutely. Let's get on this." And, you know, and it came through so beautifully in the reading how advanced her spirit was, and that she needed a challenge that would really push her in this way, that would make, you know, that she would have to stretch to find her connection with the divine. That was so easy for her to remember the divine essence in all of us and in life, because again, she's such an individual who's filled with grace, but in the face of physical, right, it completely brings her so focused, so prioritized on the physical, and how the other challenge in this life was that she had to prioritize self-care and not just serving others. And so this was her plan. And so it was her co-creating with the divine to amplify her experience of true and deep love.
She just
wept with gratitude, and like everything about her physically just lightened. When I'd see her in the hallways at work, she was just a lighter person when she looked at it differently, instead of like, "Why is God punishing me?" And we can look at every moment of our lives of being challenged, and, you know, that dark night of the soul, and that filled with self-doubt and raging at the divine. right? It happens all the time. It happens every day, millions and millions of times, where we think we are separated from the divine instead of, no, we co-created this. We had the support because I get to dive deep and find my grace.
Right. So, you're effectively talking about reframing.
At the soul level.
Right? Yeah, it's reframing at the soul level. It's like when you are in that, because dealing with that type of affliction, you're in pain regularly, for those that don't know about it.
Like, and your body doesn't work. Like, it does not work. Like,
in constant pain too. Right. Like, not working in pain. Because I've known a number of folks that have, women specifically, that have struggled with that.
Right.
And it can be debilitating. And to be debilitating and to lead a life, especially in Earth School, to learn and ascend is a hell of a challenge.
And she signed up for it. And I know she's crushing it. Right? She's just crushing it.
Yeah. I love that.
And the other one that I think is really common is addiction. Now, while one addiction often leads to a second and a third, and, you know, sometimes substitute, sometimes trading off, sometimes trading up, trading down, whatever. But typically there is a commitment to a very specific condition. And then you have to pick and activate those life environments that will land you with the addiction that you have contracted for, whether it's alcoholism or heroin.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's interesting to see it when it gets laid out in front of me in a session. So.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, even with the OxyContin, because that, by the way, Oxy, if anybody hasn't seen Dope Sick, it's worth watching. If you are interested, if you are, know someone, love someone with that type of addiction, it is a really powerful, it is taking us through, it's about the Sackler family, the ones with the pharma company that actually invented OxyContin and then lied and manipulated and everything to get on the market to be easily prescribed. But the thing that I understand about Oxy is you physically crave it and your body starts to shut down if you don't have it. Like, it
affects. That's like any addiction.
This one's
different because it happens so fast.
It happens fast. It's very severe. Right. But yes, I mean, it's very quick that it happens to people.
And it doesn't matter if it's sugar, coffee, alcohol, whatever. Like, it's just, the body gets used to it. Like, okay, I need
nicotine.
Yeah, nicotine.
All of it, yes.
But again, these are things, all those things rob us of bringing our full gifts to the planet, right? And so to be able to overcome that will elevate your soul's ability to express.
Can I give an example of that? Because yes, I'm an ex-smoker. And
I knew that.
Really?
I'm so glad we have this podcast.
It's been a long time. But I started later. Like, most people who smoke start like in their teens because they're stealing it out of their parents' handbags. I started later. I was in college because I wanted to lose weight. So there you go.
Oh, okay.
So trading addictions. Yep. I wasn't a smoker for long, like relatively speaking, but I remember in my 20s when I didn't want to go out to places that didn't allow smoking for very long. Mm-hmm. It's like having a parachute that keeps pulling you back from life because you start avoiding places, avoiding people, avoiding situations. So I'm just using it as an example because that was me and I saw it.
Yeah. The other thing about smoking specifically is that it literally veils you from other people, mm-hmm. right? It literally it gets in front of your face, even the scent, like people will kind of recoil from this because, you know, when someone smokes, it gets in their clothing, in their hair,
Tell me about it.
Right. And so it literally distances you in this way. So I think that's
weirdly worked for me for that time.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, that actually kind of worked. That worked out for a while.
Yeah.
But so that is, I think, like, that's some of those things that can happen. Like, you know, we talk about addictions, we can talk about the something extreme like an Oxy.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, smoking's, you know, not as common, luckily, but still is. And the behaviors, you know, the behaviors that go into that, like, you don't want to go to places, see certain people who would disapprove of it. I remember that.
Yeah.
And that's a shitty way to live, for the record.
And, you know, just this component of really how we judge others. And it was so easy, right? It's so easy to judge others. And, you know, we do it for sport. We do it because we're insecure. We do it because, you know, we're going for a giggle, whatever it is. But if we really understood life planning, in, you know, our exes, our, you know, enemies, our friends, whatever, like we would just, we wouldn't do any of that. We'd just be like, got it. That was your plan.
Mm-hmm. That's noted.
Right. Right. And just be curious about it. Like, oh, I'm really curious how you chose that. And I hope you got what you needed out of it and be done with it. Like, you don't have to spin on it. I think that's a really important thing is because it's so much easier to see other people's, you know, like, well, that was a crappy plan.
Oh, that's funny. Right. Yeah. But then let's look in the mirror for a moment. And I think part of looking in that soul mirror is, I think as we are in our bodies on this planet, I think what is really helpful, at least it's been for me, is I can see lessons coming now.
Right.
You know, I wasn't always able to see that, but I can see them coming now because I've learned to be incredibly present in my life. So I can see things clear as a result of that. But I'm telling you, I spent a big chunk of my life, because I think I said in an earlier episode, I'm somehow just a late bloomer, decided to like adopt all this shit in my 50s. But
there's no judgment. There's no judgment.
No, it's just kind of funny. I like to make everything funny I possibly can, just for entertainment purposes. But I will tell you what I've learned is that once a lesson comes on, it's kind of like, you know, kind of taps you a little bit like, hey, this is something for you. And either you can ignore it, or I have found there are wrong answers to handling lessons. Yeah. Because there is right and wrong in some ways, because you're actually not getting the lesson if you keep doing the same stupid thing over and over. And I've done the same stupid thing over and over on a lot of different occasions. And I know I've talked about it. Of course, we all have. Yes. But here's the thing. It gets exponentially harder.
Exponentially, right? Yes.
Did I not say that? I meant to say that. That word you just said, harder. And if you call it like, if the dial's on one the first time, the dial can go to five the next time. It is not the same increments. So paying attention can actually help you get through your lessons with a lot more grace.
Yeah.
And not as much difficulty, you know. It's the first thing you said when you met me. And I think it's like, you said it for so many, it's like, it doesn't have to be this hard. And I know you're talking about mom. I think you were talking about my life, but it's like, it doesn't have to be this hard.
It's true.
Oh my God. That just dawned on me. And here's the thing. You could actually, Bren, put your hand on, you know, a million out of a million and one people and say the same thing and it would be true.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be this hard.
And you know, one out of a million would hear it.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So wow. I think what's important, like, I hope people will be curious about pre-life planning and like, I wonder how I got here, and not spin out about, I have to get it right. Like, it's not about that as much as being curious. Like, if there was another meaning to this, what would it be? What might it be? Because the truth is, you're not going to find out until you jump, right? Until you jump the planet, until you reunite with all your cast members, you know, and you get to thank them and you understand your life plan. And
at the movie wrap party.
Yeah, the movie wrap party. Right. Until it's the wrap party, baby. Until then, just go with an open heart. You know, yes, you can ask a meditation. Yes, you can ask a medium, blah, blah, blah. But it's also just more practical to remain curious and compassionate with yourself and others. Like, I'm doing my best. I wonder if I'm really paying attention. Let me take a look again at my day. How am I doing? What's popping up over and over? What am I missing that might be a thread here for me to?
And talking about it with those that you deem trustworthy in your tribe can be really helpful, because I literally had a conversation. When you brought this whole thing up, I'm like, oh, this is so good. I had this conversation just yesterday with another friend that was talking about his wife, who just wants to like pull the ripcord and be an absolute monster to a particular teacher. Right? FYI, we don't need details because it's happening all over the country.
Yeah.
And, but the thing is, You know, because I had brought up and I said, well, she could do that. That's always an option. But does she want to actually destroy somebody's life over something that actually seems kind of petty compared to someone's life and their livelihood and all of these things? And someone who dedicated their life to actually teaching children might not like how they do it, but you need to go destroy them. And he said, you know, I told her the same thing. Mm-hmm. He goes, do you really want to do that? Do you know, like, play things out? Because this is where when we get super emotional, we don't have the ability to play things out about those desires in the moment we think we want, which are typically retaliatory, and we make a bunch of stupid moves.
Well, and I think that, you know, in that situation, look, we all get enraged at something, right? But and sometimes it's fun just to vent to a friend, like that's one thing, but to ask yourself, to what end?
To what end is exactly right.
To what end? Like, how do I want that? You know, because otherwise you're gonna meet that person again.
You know, yeah,
in the spirit world, you're gonna have to apologize. Much easier to apologize now and go, you know what? I was kind of rude to you earlier. I was a little rubbed up.
Or not do it. That's the other thing. Like, especially some of you don't know, premeditate, all that kind of stuff. There's a couple rules that along this time of my life I've established. One is I really don't want to blow anybody up. I don't. I don't want to have any harm. You know, we've talked so much about highest good to all, harm to none. Mm-hmm. That is very real to me. That is in my bones. That is very, very, very real to me. And I think through those things because it is so much a part of, you know, who I am. And I think through things. The other thing is it's the one we've talked about before when we had our like guns conversation is I have no interest in taking anyone's life. Even if they're after mine, I still have no interest in doing that. And these are my choices, mm-hmm. right? No, everybody else, no judgment. You can do it. You can go kill 100. I don't care. It's up to you. It's like, it's your, you got to pay for it. Not me. Everything has a price, people. But these are prices I don't want to pay. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that person that blows people, because I can. We all know I can blow people up like a motherfucker.
And chances are, because you're so strong-willed about it, you've already done that in a lifetime. Because let's say, you have to realize, we've all done it all. We've all been the sovereigns. We've all been the prostitutes. We've all been the pimps. We've all been the victims. We've all been the perpetrators. Like, right, all by agreement.
We've all been janitors. We've all been CEOs.
Right,
we've all been men. We've been women. We've been in the middle.
We've ended our lives by suicide, right? We've ended other lives by, you know, murder. Like we've done it all. It's on the human menu and it's done with mutual agreement. Most of the time, there are things that do happen in unplanned ways. So I want to be clear about pre-life planning. That doesn't mean that your contract won't be renegotiated in the moment because of something someone else did or missed or, you know, whatever.
Will you give us an example of that? We're going to drag this episode out. This is a good one. Keep going. Okay. Okay. Give us an example of something that's unplanned that things change in the moment.
You know, things can happen in an instant. Something can malfunction, like an equipment can malfunction. And, you know, because that just happens.
Like a car, right?
So someone's life can end in an unplanned way. Or in the birthing process, if somebody missed something and now you know, your left leg doesn't work or something like that. And that when that does happen, boom, there has to be a reconvening of your squad, your life strategy squad that says, okay, so what else do you want to sign up for? Because what we planned isn't available to you now. What else do you want to sign up for? Like, so it happens instantly. So,
yeah. So shit happens.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
Yeah, every once in a while. Like it's like, you know, 0.9% or something.
Oh, I like how you put statistics behind it. That's impressive. I like that.
I can't really tell if it was 0.9 or 9, but I think it was 0.9.
Oh, is that what they're telling you?
Yeah.
Because your eyes didn't roll when you said that.
I just closed them because I couldn't see.
That's hilarious.
Really?
Okay, I have absolutely, utterly enjoyed this. I hope everybody else has as much as we have, because this was enlightening and fun. And it also, you know, really gives us things to think about. And like you said, be curious about, because curiosity is a beautiful thing.
So filled with grace.
It really is. And like people's like, curiosity killed the cat. I'm like, can we all quit killing and skinning cats? Because that's all I hear are references. Like, leave the cats alone. Let's just be curious and it can be okay.
And open-hearted. Stay open-hearted.
And stay open-hearted.
Remember, our school is hard.
Without love. And the other side. Of the other side. How about that?
Both. Yes.
That's right, both. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Richie Boo. I love you back. Bye, y'all.
Thank you for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Joey Pat, and our executive producer, Maya Cole Howard, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at OtherSideGuides or shoot us a note at hi@vibes.store.
We want to know what you think. We want to know what you know. And we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
our school is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.